From Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights, California, this is day 21 of the Red Letter Challenge.
Good morning and welcome to day 21 of the Red Letter Challenge here at Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights. I'm Pastor Scott and I'm coming to you from right outside of our fellowship hall. These are the fellowship hall doors. And as we are recording this morning, the children from the preschool are inside playing. So if you hear their voices, you'll know that that's what it is. And so we're not going in, but we're standing here at the doors, a place where sometimes we'll line up before we go in for a meal together. We'll line up and those who are in the front of the line get to the buffet first. And those who've gotten to the line last wait while everybody else is served. Our red letters today come from Jesus is recorded in the Gospel of Mark chapter 9. If anyone would be first, he must be last of all and servant of all. These are challenging words of Jesus, and they challenge our sense of what's right and wrong, that those who are last should be first and first should be last, because we like order. We like to line up. We like to know that the person who got there first is going to get served first, because it's just, it's right, it makes sense to us. We are so good at lining up that if we go to Disneyland, we've got queues, right? We've got back and forth, you know, to line people up. Unless you've paid extra money to get a fast pass, or have used a system to be able to go around the line and get to the front of the line. And I think that's part of what Jesus is speaking about here. Those who have access to resources, to the system, to the dollars, oftentimes don't have to wait like those of the rest of us who don't have access to that. I think it's true of those who fly first class. They don't wait in the same lines as everybody else because they can afford to not have to wait. You know, sometimes when I'm standing in line at the airport waiting to go through security, I get real frustrated when I see that there's people who get to go around the security line because they've paid for fast pass or whatever they call it at the airport. And I get real frustrated with that those who have the resources, those who have the time to go and get pre-checked are able to circumvent and not have to go through the line like the rest of us and wait there with our luggage and our boarding pass and our ID out. It just doesn't seem fair that some, those who have, get to not have to stand there and those who don't have to stand there. And I think that's part of what Jesus is getting here. He's saying that those who are on the outside should be invited to be in, not on the margins anymore, but in the midst of things. That those who are constantly at the end of the line should actually be brought forward to the front as a way of serving them, as a way of bringing their needs into focus for the rest of us. It's a challenging teaching for sure, because we're really good at lining up. We're really good at getting there early so we can get the best. As critical as I am of folks who pay to get to the front of the line, I actually bought plane tickets for a wedding Robin and I are going to in May. And I paid a little extra so I could get pre-checked in, so I could get on the flight first, so I could get a better seat. So that which I criticize, I do myself. Last week we talked about not judging other people, and here I find myself in the midst of doing that. But this is a challenge by Jesus, that we would think of setting aside our privilege, that others might enjoy some of that as well. Those who are first shall be last is a sign of service, a way that we can give to others who may not have the resources, may not have what we have, a way of equaling the playing field. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow with another challenging challenge, really, about serving our neighbors, serving one another.